You may have a closet in your home spilling over with Christmas decorations. Maybe it's a drawer designated for junk. For some people, it's a much bigger problem. Hoarding is now being officially recognized as a mental condition. And as Dana Rebick explains, that means help for those suffering is on the way.
The hope is that more hoarders will come forward and get help. The man you're about to meet had his therapy covered after a TV intervention, but not all hoarders are that lucky.
Well, in the beginning, I didn't realize it too much. I guess because I was ignoring it. And then when it started to become difficult to walk on the floor, that's when it became an issue.
We first met Stephen Lindeneau 2.5 years ago after he was featured on the A&E show Hoarders. Stephen's episode aired on the first season of the show. His landlord was about to evict him if he didn't clean up his place.
This is really tough because it's all human excrement and stuff like that.
It was disposable underwear. Mm-hmm. And I just dropped it in the bathroom. That was the majority of the mess that was in there.
Individuals with this truly do have an offset in their brain chemistry and their body's chemistry. And so when they acquire items, they don't want to go through them because anxiety peaks so high that it's easier to avoid that.
On Saturday, the APA announced it will officially recognize hoarding as a mental disorder in its diagnostic manual.
This is a really huge deal.
Therapist Jennifer Sampson says right now the only way to get insurance to cover therapy for hoarding is if the client also has obsessive compulsive disorder.
OCD is the way that lots of people think about hoarding right now or talk about it, but really only about 30 or 40% of people who hoard meet criteria for an OCD diagnosis.
The other 60 to 70% have to pay out of pocket at least $100 per session. Now with the APA change, the hope is that insurance companies will cover treatment.
So there is help out there. You just have to reach out. That's the main thing. A lot of people who hoard probably don't want to reach out.
For Steve, therapy changed his life.